Susan Vibrock of Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Bill Frizzell, the guest of honor for the 32nd annual Telluride Jazz Celebration, coming soon in June. Bill has been strumming his axe since he was a boy in Denver back in the 1960s, and since the 1980s, he has been a nonesuch recording artist. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So it comes as no big surprise that the defining characteristic of any jazz musician is his sound. Generally speaking, the more control, the more likely a performer is to project a distinctive musical personality. The problem here is that most guitarists do not have the same degree of control, say, as a saxophonist. But you are a notable exception. Your sound, which I was privileged to hear when you last visited town for the Jazz Celebration in 2007, swells and breathes like that of a saxophonist. I know you played clarinet as a boy. In what ways did that discipline lay the foundation for your future career?
Yeah, I feel at the time I didn't realize when I was a young, I guess I was 10 years old when I started in the school band playing clarinet, and I think that has had a huge effect on the way I play guitar. Just, it's really about the breath going, the feeling of that breath going into the instrument. And even though there's, when I play the guitar, I guess it's still happening in my imagination or something. I find myself breathing with what I'm playing, and so much of the music that inspires me comes from saxophone players or trumpet players or singers. I mean, the breath is such an important part of the music, so it's just natural that it comes out in my guitar playing now, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you. Your collaborations are wide-ranging and well-documented, and they reinforce the persistent description of you as a virtuosic chameleon. Some of the people you've partnered with include Elvis Costello, the Los Angeles Symphony, Susan Vega, film director Gus Van Sant, fellow guitar player and legend John Scofield, and nowadays the likes of Gary Larson, and indirectly Buster Keaton. Is it fun to switch gears, and in what ways has changing partners improved your own dance?
I mean, for me, that's just in the nature of music. There's, the possibilities are infinite, and that's how I learn, you know, is from jumping, it doesn't feel like I'm jumping from one thing to another. It's more like I'm just swimming around in this incredible ocean of possibilities, and like I said, that's how I learn, and that's the most important thing for me is to learn and just keep moving ahead and getting closer and closer to, you know, it's music, you never get to the end of it. You're just in it and you're going through it, and just feel lucky to be in there. So.
Now, thank you very much for that eloquent answer. I did mention in the list of those partners something that might have piqued the interest, especially for its sort of uniqueness, the Buster Keaton relationship. Do you want to, and the Gary Larson relationship, do you want to talk a little bit about those projects? And in particular, I know you're selling a new DVD on your own website related to Buster Keaton. So talk about that just briefly.
Yeah, well, the Buster Keaton, that's a, oh boy, I've gotten so much inspiration for him. That was the very first time. The music I did for this was 20, I guess it's almost 20 years ago. Could it be?
Yes, it could be.
It's a while ago when I first attempted to put music to film, and it was Buster Keaton was those films were where I first tried to do that. And it was just this amazing experience for me getting to, like, I felt like I got to know him somehow by, you know, emotionally and musically connecting through those films. It's like he almost became another member of the band for a while or something, and it was just an incredible inspiration for me.
And Gary Larson?
Yeah, well, he also is a great guitar player, and I met him in Seattle. My teacher, Jim Hall, introduced me to Gary, and so we kind of became guitar buddies, and then one thing led to another, and then he also asked me to do music for a soundtrack for a cartoon that he had done, so, an animated thing. So that he's another really great friend and inspiration, sort of, you know, out in music, but also outside of music. I get so much inspiration from these other, from people that draw or paint or all that kind of stuff. It all feeds the music.
Wonderful. Speak up just a little more into your phone,
okay,
if you will.
Okay.
You came of age with surfer music and the Beatles when guitar became the new baseball, the new form of recreation. How did you make your way to jazz, and what species of jazz attracted you at first?
Well, it's such a gradual thing, you know, day by day, growing up during the time in that, you know, I got my first electric guitar in, I think it was like 1964 or 1965, and it's like each day I would find something new, and one thing would lead to the next. And it was toward the end of high school when I heard Wes Montgomery, and that was a huge, just like an explosion going off in my brain when I heard that. And it was kind of the perfect link between the more popular music that I was familiar with and then leading me into the world of jazz, you know. And so from him, I kind of think of that as a catalyst, you know, where from him I started to hear all this other instruments too. I mean, that's what led me to Sonny Rollins and Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk and Bill Evans and that whole world of music.
Was it the Berklee School of Music, a trip to Belgium in the 1970s and meeting Manfred Eicher, your time in New York, what do you think got your career going?
Yeah, all that, right, what you just mentioned there. I mean, going to Berklee in Boston, that was because I'd grown up in Denver, and there was a point where it just seemed like I needed to go out further into the world and meet more people and play with more people. And so when I went to Boston, that was a big, so many people, even that I play with now, came from that time, you know, people that I met there that I'm still playing with. And so, and then from Boston, I went to Europe, and it's just this chain of one thing leading to another. I think that's what, I guess that's life in general. That's the way it happens. But certainly in music, you know, you meet one person and then he'll introduce you to someone else. And then it's just this never ending chain.
Sort of like a daisy chain.
Yeah. But that was really an important time for me, that it was really like 1975 when I left Denver and went to Boston. And not to say it wasn't an important time before that either. I mean, I learned so much living in Denver too.
I knew at one point in my life Christopher Walken. He was, maybe he still is, stranger than fiction in real life. not so comfortable in interpersonal exchanges with strangers, but totally himself in his skin on stage. Rumor has it the stage transforms you two from what one critic described as Clark Kent into Superman. Not too far. What is it, if that's true, what is it about performing in the stage that gives you the freedom to be funny, to be more open, longer the sort of shy, soft-spoken person that you are?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the stage so much as just the music itself. That's where, as long as I'm inside of the music, that's where I feel like I'm really myself and can express myself. So even though I'm on stage, it's kind of it's weird. You know, you're on stage and you're in front of all these people, but in a way, that all just goes away when I get absorbed into the music. And, you know, I'm with the guys I'm playing with are usually my closest friends, and it's this real intimate thing that starts going on, and it takes over everything, really. So that's where I really feel, strangely, that's where I'm actually maybe the most comfortable in my life is when I'm, but it's not about the stage. It's more, it's really, like I said, it's just being inside of the music. That's
wonderful.
That's
thank you. What was your reaction when Telluride Jazz Celebrations impresario Paul Machado called to say, "Hey, Bill, you're this year's guest of honor if you'd like to be."
Oh, I mean that was awesome. I mean, and just, you know, the chance to come to Colorado for me is, and well, Telluride is like some sort of, it's off the scale how amazing, what a beautiful place. It's like paradise or something for me there. So, no, just, it's, I'm just so excited to come back. The first
and,
time I was...
briefly, so as not to usurp your time, I know you have to move on. Who will you be coming with this time?
It's Avon King, who plays viola, and he's someone I don't know when I can't remember exactly when I met him, maybe 15 years ago or so. We've been playing for a long, long time in all kinds of different circumstances. And Rudy Royston is a drummer that actually, he's from Denver. I met him quite a long time ago. I met him in Denver, and then in the last few years, he's moved to the East Coast. He's been living in the New York area and just playing with everybody, and he's just an incredible drummer that I'm so happy that I'm getting a chance to play with now. So it's kind of an odd, not the typical instrumentation, if you think of it. It's guitar and viola and drums, but we've been doing this off and on for the last few years, and I'm really excited about this group. So.
And I assume we'll be hearing some of your own music, the music you've composed.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, it's a mixture of all kinds of, there's my own stuff, and then we play, it could be almost anything, you know, standard songs or a popular song, or there's an awful lot of music that we can draw from, and sort of depends on what we're feeling at the moment, I guess.
In closing, is there something when you were here in 2007, I'm sure you accrued a lot of memorable experiences. Is there something that you look forward to repeating when you're back in Telluride?
Well, it would be hard to repeat. Like, one thing, we had this incredible experience with the weather that time. There was this really violent storm playing, but we played anyway, and we were worried we were going to get struck by lightning and all this. And then right in the middle when we were playing, the storm broke, and there was this incredible rainbow that came out right over where we were playing. It was like some total Wizard of Oz magic thing was going on while we were playing. So I'm not expecting the exact same thing, but I try to not have any expectations. Actually, when I go play, it's just try to be open to what's going on in the moment and do the right thing.
We all look forward to seeing you again, hearing you again on the first weekend in June for the Telluride Jazz Celebration. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I'm really, really looking forward to playing there again. So, thanks.
Good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.